Greetings, you're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states, Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S. C like in Charles, E like in Erna, P like in Paul, H as in Hunt, A as in Alpha, and S as in Sam. The reason I bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following: Matrix is something like a mold or a womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it is outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix, the something that is inside the matrix. The listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and, seemingly like a messiah, attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping he will be an acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, intolerance, and climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth in an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him, summarized.
Ellen White tells us in Great Controversy, page 564 and 571, let the restraints now imposed by secular governments be removed, and Rome be reinstated in her former power, and there would speedily be a revival of her former tyranny and persecution. The Protestant churches are in great darkness, or they would discern the signs of the times. The Protestant church is far-reaching in her plans and modes of operation. She is employing every device to extend her influence and increase her power in preparation for a fierce and determined conflict to regain control of the world. To reestablish persecution and to undo all that Protestantism has done. She has clothed herself in Christ-like garments, but she is unchanged. Every principle of the papacy that existed in past ages exists today. The doctrines devised in the darkest ages are still held by her. Her spirit is no less cruel and despotic now than when she crushed out human liberty and slew the saints of the Most High. It is a part of her policy to assume the character which will best accomplish her purpose. But beneath the invariable appearance of the chameleon, she conceals the invariable venom of the serpent. Folks, it doesn't make any difference what face she presents before the world. It could be claiming to forgive her assassin. It could be claiming to feed the poor. It could be anything, but God has shown us under inspiration that the plan is to paralyze mankind into not seeing her as dangerous when she plans their destruction. The churches in this world... The spirit of prophecy tells us still housed beneath them dungeons, places where in the past torture was carried out, and implements of torture. And we understand again by the spirit of prophecy that those tortures will be resumed again whenever she has her opportunity. Brethren, we face a serious decision. We face a having to give up our life in this world to do God's will. Every major destroying movement from the turn of the century and even before the great wars were an effort by this demonic power to regain possession of the entire world. And brethren, the piece of cake today is much bigger than it has ever been before. If she could ride upon the nations and control them, she would never again fall. And she believes that she'll do that. In Revelation, we read that she says, I sit a queen. And she doesn't believe that she'll ever see that sorrow again. How will she accomplish it in this age? I'd like to read to you from Education by Ellen G. White, page 227 and 228. Spiritualism asserts that men are unfallen demigods, that each mind will judge itself, that true knowledge places men above all law, that all sins committed are innocent, for whatever is right, and God doth not condemn. Brethren, this is the teachings of the occult world. These were the teachings that Adam Weiss helped, and his co-conspirator Jesuits and others that were brought into the Luciferian conspiracy taught, that brought about the destruction of France and the revolution spreading to the world. At the same time, anarchy is seeking to sweep away all law, not only divine but human. The centralizing of wealth and power, is that happening today? The vast combinations for the enriching of the few at the expense of the many. The combinations of the poor classes for the defense of their interests and claims. Brother, everything from terrorism to the man walking down the street with a poster is that movement today. The spirit of unrest, of riot, and bloodshed. The worldwide disseminations of the same teachings that led to the French Revolution. All are tending to involve the whole world in a struggle similar to that which convulsed France. Brethren, there is a movement today. The base of it is spiritualism. People are crying human rights again, and the movements of Christianity are right involved in those cries. In Revelation 17, verse 8, we read about this movement. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. This is the same source of the beast of Revelation chapter 11, which the spirit of prophecy tells us was the atheistical, spiritualistic power that controlled the government of France. Today it's rising on the scenes. And 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall what? Hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. The very power that she wants to ride upon, the very power that she feels is going to set her up above the nations, is the very power secretly that is working for her complete destruction. And brethren, her destruction is not just the destruction of the Catholic Church, but she is the mother, and the harlots are the Protestant world. And all of Christianity is going to be involved in a tremendous war and a slaughter at the hands of the new spiritualistic movement that is taking place today. Ancient spiritualism had to work in secret and was a novelty to many people for many years. But recently, it has become the fastest growing movement in the world. Since 1976 and 77, the teachings of witchcraft have become the predominant religion in the world today. In this book by Marilyn Ferguson, The Aquarian Conspiracy, we are taught that in this day and age, the greatest minds, the most powerful people in the world, and people on the grass level are organizing. They're working together, though maybe unseen, in legislative halls and in schools, in Christian churches. They are working together to bring about a great occult revival and a taking over of the world in this new age. And folks, they have control of the wealth. They have control of the scientific secrets. There is nothing that they cannot accomplish when their word says go, except that God is holding back the winds. These people can control your mind and control your heart. Ellen White tells us that Satan will work through the sciences of psychology, phrenology, and animal mesmerism. He will use hypnotism on the masses at the end of time. Where is our protection against this great final effort? Brethren, it's only that we are possessed entirely by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We could not expect to escape the delusion that's coming and the overpowering delusion of Satan as long as one part of our being is still on Satan's ground. We have got to come up to the fullness of Christ's righteousness. Christ has to come into his heart, as we read in Desire of Ages, page 324. He'll come in and he'll make our heart his possession, and he'll make it his fortification to determine no power should be known in it but his own. And he will make that heart impregnable to the assaults of Satan. At some point in the experience of the Adventist people, we've got to face the fact that we have to settle into the truth of justification so that we can no longer be moved. And God can end this work. This mind of Ignatius Loyola is the dark, vile mind of the Dark Ages. And yet, through the initiation and through the exercises of Loyola, that mind from the Dark Ages of papal supremacy controls the most brilliant minds in the world today. And science, Ellen White tells us, is to lead the world into the papacy as superstition and ignorance once led it into the papacy in the years before. Their schools and their universities cover the world, and in the United States they're everywhere. Thousands of Jesuits continue to graduate every year, and now the people have no knowledge of what their plans are for the world. Brethren, I believe that we are unconquerable if we are part of the movement of the Holy Spirit in this last age. But if you are not, and you don't know for sure that your salvation is secure at this time, you will not be able to stand the pressures that are coming. We know that if we are faithful to our calling, that through us and through other means, God will be able to pluck brands from the burning that were foremost in the cause of Satan at the end of time.